fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, brave viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongyang Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Abu Dhabi Fund for Development will add 8 additional countries to the financial aid program. In intercultural news, OLAC or Vietnam appoints new representatives and ambassadors. In aesthetic news, an Iranian theatrical art receives National Heritage listing. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 30th, commemorates the parliamentary elections held in Iraq in 2005. The first since 1953, the voting was the start of a process that would lead to a new constitution and democratic government for Iraq. May Allah continue to grace the leadership of the nation with courage and understanding, and its kind citizens with a harmonious and abundant future.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association Relief News Update from Ao Lạc, or Vietnam. This winter season had brought not only unusual chill, but also massive floods that led to the loss of entire harvests throughout multiple provinces. Many thousands of households were affected. In early January, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $40,000 in urgent aid to help families in most need. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $708,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Ao Lạc. Our association's relief team in Ao Lạc used their own funds to travel to the severely affected parts of central and northern Ao Lạc to provide basic necessities, which were warmly received in time for the Lunar New Year, a major holiday in the country. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team.
Ngày 26 tháng 1, 2009, Sư Phụ kính yêu, tình thương bao la của Sư Phụ đã xoa dịu những nỗi thống khổ của đồng bào Âu Lạc Việt Nam trước những cơn bão liên tục tại miền Trung và những cơn rét đậm trong những ngày mùa đông giá lạnh tại miền Bắc Âu Lạc. Với sự gia trì của Sư Phụ và sự giúp đỡ tận tình của chính quyền các địa phương, 40.000 Mỹ Kim cứu trợ của Sư Phụ đã được chuyển trực tiếp đến tay người dân đang bị thiên tai. Đồng bào đã bày tỏ lòng biết ơn sâu sắc đối với Sư Phụ từ ái. Chúng con xin trân trọng báo cáo với Sư Phụ kính yêu, tại các tỉnh miền Trung bị thiên tai bão lụt, Huế, Quảng Trị, Hội An, Quảng Ngãi, Bình Định, Phú Yên, Phú Hòa, Khánh Hòa, quà cứu trợ bao gồm gạo, dầu ăn, bánh mứt, mì gói và giúp đỡ hiện kim đã được trao cho 3.100 gia đình. Tại miền Bắc, 158 gia đình bị thiên tai ở tỉnh Vĩnh Phúc và vùng Sapa đã nhận bột ngũ cốc, kẹo, mì gói, quần áo ấm mùa đông, chăn mền và sự giúp đỡ hiện kim. Đồng bào và chính quyền các cấp ở các tỉnh bị thiên tai đã bày tỏ lòng biết ơn sâu sắc lên Sư Phụ. Ông Tạ Văn Trung, trưởng ban công an, hiện đang công tác tại Ủy ban Nhân dân xã Nguyệt Đức, đã phát biểu: mong rằng là mọi người chúng ta cùng đồng tâm hiệp lực xây dựng môi trường xanh sạch đẹp, không chặt phá rừng, không thải chất độc ra ngoài môi trường sống của mình, để góp phần xây dựng môi trường chúng ta ngày càng bền vững, không xảy ra nhiều hiện tượng thiên tai như thời gian vừa qua. Nhân dịp đầu năm mới Kỷ Sửu năm 2009, tôi rất cảm ơn Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã có những phần quà tình nghĩa đến trao cho những gia đình đặc biệt có hoàn cảnh rất khó khăn trong dịp Tết. Tôi cũng thay mặt các hộ gia đình gửi lời chúc sức khỏe năm mới tới Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, sang một năm mới mạnh khỏe và làm được nhiều việc thiện hơn nữa. Xin trân trọng cảm ơn. Dưới gót sen Ngài, Ban Báo chí Âu Lạc.
Several organizations and local governments, including the Red Cross Association of Xiandong Community, Committee for the National Front of Phongbin Community, and People's Committee in Nguyen Duc Community, also expressed their gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai with letters of appreciation.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this report with our viewers, who may be glad to know of the well-being of fellow humans in this case. We also thank our association's foreign group for making this valuable information available.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose timely response to the flood affected in Central and North Olak has brought significant relief, comfort, and hope to countless families upon the arrival of the Lunar New Year. We also appreciate our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our prayers go to the Olak Sea's people affected by the disasters. May everyone help to prevent such tragic events through our greater kindness towards all co-inhabitants on the planet.
Severe heatwave sweeps over southern Australia. Residents in the states of Victoria and South Australia have been cautioned by authorities to stay indoors as temperatures rose to above 47 degrees Celsius, which is the hottest since 1908. Two people have perished in the heat, and a total fire ban has been issued for many areas of the two states as the risk of blazes are high due to hot winds and years of drought. We pray for the blessing of a cooling wind and rain to reach the residents of Victoria and South Australia. Let us quickly unite in efforts to curb the dangerous trend of global warming through our more caring stewardship of the Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Spain provides aid to developing nations as part of the country's commitment to meet the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. Spain is donating 1 billion euros over the next 5 years to help developing nations improve food security. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon recently noted that there are now nearly 1 billion people going hungry due to the climate-related global food crisis. Spain is also donating another $48 million to Nicaragua for social development programs and improving housing for the less fortunate. God bless Spain for your generous contributions and for being such a good neighbor to brethren in need. Surely such pure-hearted efforts will bring comfort and sustenance to many around the world.
San Marcos, Texas, USA requires microchips for animal companions. The city recently passed a law requiring caregivers to have microchips for their animals. Microchips offer quick identification in the case of loss. The new regulations, which are intended to provide more definite guidelines for standards of care, also require that animals are provided with proper shelter, food, and water. Bravo, San Marcos, for taking active steps to protect animal companions in your community. We wish that all may live happy and comfortable lives in the loving company of their human families.
Britain orders cigarettes out of sight. Concerned for the country's youth, a number of new measures have been accepted in England and Wales, including a complete ban on cigarette display in supermarkets by 2011 and in small shops by 2013. A token system is also being introduced to prevent underage children from accessing tobacco products. Scotland is also considering the implementation of this law, which has been shown in Iceland and Canada to decrease the rate of young people smoking. We laud your leadership, Britain, in aiding young people toward a beneficial way of life. May we all soon enjoy the benefits of a tobacco-free environment.
Cigarette sales at a record low in France. Sales for 2008 were decreased by 2.3% from 2007. The reduction in tobacco consumption is attributed to a 2007 ban on smoking in public places, along with a 2008 prohibition on lighting up in bars and cafes and higher taxes levied on cigarettes. Kudos, France, for your noble efforts to safeguard the health of all residents. Best wishes for your continued success toward the goal of a clean and smoke-free world for everyone. Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Boston Terrier saves caregiver from attack. A woman from Florida, USA, mistakenly allowed a stranger into her home when he said he was a repairman. However, before he could do any harm to her, the woman's Boston Terrier canine companion bravely leaped to her rescue, causing the man to flee. The woman was treated at a nearby medical center and then released. A hero salute, little Boston Terrier, for your noble-hearted actions that remind us of God's love through all beings. May the woman and her canine savior enjoy many more days spent in loving friendship. For his bravery and devoted love to his human companion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has recognized the Boston Terrier with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Kenyan youth transform barren land to productive oasis. Boys and girls from the Kibera Youth Self-Help Group, or KYSG, first came up with the idea to plant a garden in a waste-filled area And with the help of Sue Kaumbu, founder of the organic grower organization Green Dreams Limited, set up an organic farm. To water the crops, KYSG members employed a drip irrigation method, which minimizes the use of water by allowing it to drip slowly to the roots of plants. The farm can now feed about 30 families, with excess crops being sold to pay for supplies for the next planting. A green hats off, Kibera Youth Self-Help Group, for your wonderful idea of transforming wasteland into a life-giving organic farm. Many thanks, Mr. Sue Kaumbu, for your support. May your harvests and lives prosper in abundance and balance with nature. In a video conference for the Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition, Supreme Master Qinghai urged for more support of organic vegan farming.
Organic farming is very good for the health of the people, for the health of the animals, as well as for the health of the planet. And I would really like more support for organic farming. The government, I think, should support and encourage the public to buy and use organic products for health and a planetary benefit. And I hope in the future more organic farming will spring out from everywhere, every corner of the planet.
Save our planet, rebuilding a sustainable New Orleans. Following the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, efforts to restore the U.S. city of New Orleans have been enhanced through green renovation. Thanks to a 2007 federal grant and designation as a Solar American City, more and more residents are outfitting their homes with solar panels, which can be installed for as little as 20% of the total cost. Along with a fleet of new hybrid buses that have been introduced to the city, urban organic farming is gaining in popularity and bike lanes are being planned. Discussions are also being held for protecting regional wetlands and planting trees. Well done, New Orleans. With considerate eco-friendly measures such as these, surely the colorful legacy of your unique city will be further enriched for the enjoyment of residents and visitors alike.
Save our planet. 10 new baby mountain gorillas born in Democratic Republic of Congo. As stability returns to the country, staff from the Congolese Wildlife Authority have resumed their duties in Virunga National Park, where they have been able to identify 10 babies among its community of protected mountain gorillas. This brings the number of the highly endangered species within the Congolese section of the park to 81. Only about 720 total mountain gorillas remain in the world, with more than half living in the Virunga Volcanoes Conservation Area that is shared by the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda. Our heartfelt thanks for conveying this joyful news, Congolese Wildlife Authority. May the gentle mountain gorilla continue to recover in numbers as humans protect all species of animal co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Mongolia's Climate Change Conference with Supreme Master Qinghai. Tuesday's International Conference on Climate Change invited more than 60 VIPs and hundreds of members of the public to an earnest discussion at the Central Palace of Culture in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Supreme Master Qinghai attended as the honored guest, sharing her insights for the meeting, which was covered extensively by national press, radio, and television.
The country's radio and television channels, FM 105.5 and TV9, along with Supreme Master Television, broadcast the conference live to its audiences. One of the afternoon's highlights was a special message from Mongolian President Nabim Enkbayar. As the president was on an overseas trip at the time, his letter was delivered to the audience by his advisor, Mr. Tsirdin Damba Samdan, as follows.
Төлбөр хурлыг телевиз, интернетээр үзэж байгаа эрхэм нөхдөө. Улаанбаатар хот нь Дэлхийн дулаарл уур амьсгалын өөрчлөлтийн тулгунтсан асуудлаар олон улсын төлбөр хурл болж үүсэл байгаа байдлын хор уршиг үр дагаврт санаа зовнон түүний шалтгааныг сармагжуулж улмаар зогсоохын төлөө дуу хоолойгоо нэгтгэн гарах гарц шийдэх арга замыг олох хэрэгт санаа бодлоо нэмэрлэж байгаад Монгол улсын ерөнхийлөгч чин сэтгэлээсээ талархаж байна. Дэлхийн инх тайвны шагналтан өмнөлгийн төлөө үйл ажиллагаанд идэвхтэй оролцогч хатгатай чинхэн олон улсын нийгэмлэг түүний Монгол дахь төв манай төр олон нийт эрдэм шинжилгээний байгууллагуудтай хамтран энэхүү багварлыг санаачлан зохион байгуулж ивэнт итгэж байгаа нь их сайн хэрэг хэмээн бодож байна. Дэлхийн дулаарл түүнес үүдэлтэй хор уршиг нь
Цэнхэр гарагийн бүх улс орон хүндрэлтний сэтгэлийг зовоож буй хамгийн ноцтой асуудлын нэг мөн. Үүнтэй би та бүхэнтэй санал нэг байна. Өнөөдөр дэлхийн дулаарал Монгол оронд жилэрхийн нөлөөлж, цөлжил түргэсч, булах шанд ширгэж, гол мөрний ус татарч, хурд тундас олон жил энэ дундаж яс ихээхэн багасж байна. Энэ бүхэн манай улсын хийгээд бусад орны эрдэмтдийн судалгаанаас бүрч тодорхой харагдаж байгаа билээ. Ийм байдлыг гитлэн давахын төлөө хамтран тэмцэж, улс хөрнүүд дэлхийн олон нийт идэвхтэй үйл ажиллагаа явуулах нь нэн чухал хэмээн үзэж байна. Монгол улсын ерөнхийлөгчийн санаачилгаар уурамсгалын өөрчлөлтийн асуудал арах Зүүн Хойд Азийн дээд хэмжээний уулзалтыг Улаанбаатар хотноо 2009 оны 8 дугаар сард зохион байгуулахаар бэлтгэж байгааг та бүхэн дуулахад таатай байна. Та бүхний зохион байгуулж байгаа энэ тэлбар хурал их дэлхийн хайрлан хамгаалах улс төмний нийтлэг эрхэм үйлсэд нэгэн тодорхой хувь нэмэр болно гэдэгт итгэл төгс байна. Та бүхэнд амжилт хүсье. Монгол улсын ерөнхийлөгч намбарын Энквайр Улаанбаатар хот 2009 оны 1-р сарын 27.
During the conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai reiterated the call for a return to the virtuous way of life based on a vegetarian diet as the fastest way to stop global warming.
Only now, when the planet starts heating up, then we begin to do research about the harmful effect of meat diet. So, we all know that it's hard to quit this, but it's harder to lose our planet. It's harder to lose this only home for our children. If we have a choice to exchange that piece of meat for the whole planet and all the lives and everything else on the planet, all the comfort and the invention, all the life that we're having, it is worth it. But people must know why. They must be informed. So we just return to our true noble self, the Buddha nature self, if people know what it is, why they should stop eating meat. I think they will stop right away.
Our sincere thankfulness to Mongolian President Enkbayar and the Mongolian government for their admirable efforts to address the issue of climate change. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her tireless endeavors to raise the level of humanity's consciousness so that our future on this planet may be safeguarded. We pray that we are able to preserve the earth and watch it be restored to a place of life, love, and peace for all its inhabitants. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes, 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. The Canadian government grants $47 million to Canadian Hydro over the next 10 years for a 198-megawatt wind farm in Ontario province.
Save our planet. The National Water Commission of Mexico has announced further limitations in water use as the level of reservoirs has dropped to 59% of their total capacity.
Hello, I'm Genty the Gorilla, and I enjoy a vegan diet. I'm here with a tip of the day. A delicious way to get more fruit in your diet is to add it to your favourite salad or cereal, supplementing raisins, dried apricots, pineapple chunks, and pieces of apple or orange are some of the ways to enhance the dish's flavour and give you even more nutrients. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In world news, United Arab Emirates fund expands to assist more countries. The Abu Dhabi Fund for Development, or ADFD, headquartered in Abu Dhabi, is adding 8 more nations to its financial aid program. In 2009, a total of 60 nations will receive assistance, which is in the form of low-interest loans and grants. Acting Director General of ADFD, Mohammed Saif Al-Suwaidi, said, "We fund mainly infrastructural projects, which will lead to the economic development of the recipient countries. ADFD has implemented over $6 billion worth of projects. We respectfully laud you, the Abu Dhabi Fund for Development, for your care and generosity in supporting other nations' development. May all beings thrive in goodness and prosperity."
In intercultural news, Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, assigns new representatives and ambassadors. President Nguyen Minh Chit has appointed 21 new diplomats to other countries and international organizations. The president highlighted their importance in promoting unity and friendship with nations around the world. Our congratulations, new ambassadors and representatives. May you be granted great success as the true emissaries of peace and brotherly love. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Iranian art form receives national heritage listing. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be back. More pleasant news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a renewing world. In aesthetic news, Iranian theatrical art is recognized. Ta'aziyah, a religious dramatic and musical performance art, will be registered on Iran's National Heritage List. Mr. Davood Faholi Beji, a member of the board of directors on Iran's Ta'aziyah Association, said that Ta'aziyah's origins can be traced to the mid-18th century in Iran and influenced the evolution of music and prose. Mr. Beji stated that subsequently, Ta'aziyah developed in a number of countries, including India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Iraq, and Turkey. Our appreciation, Iran, for sharing a traditional art from your rich cultural heritage. May expressions of creativity flourish on our planet Earth. Now, let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Counting Sheep.
The teacher asked the class, suppose you have 20 sheep and 10 of them got out the gate already. How many sheep would be left in the yard? Johnny said, none, miss, none left. Oh, Johnny, you don't know math. Johnny said, miss, you don't know sheep. When one goes, they all go.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I have started to be vegetarian for 3 weeks now, and I am planning to organize a green week in my state. I am Nigerian and 25 years old. Thanks, as you read through. Bolaji.
Blessed Bolaji, what good news indeed. Congratulations on joining the Loving Veg Circle. It's wonderful that you want to share the green way to protect our planet. Please use any of our programs that will be helpful. They can be downloaded free of charge and shown to the public. We pray that more people will awaken to the urgency of being veg to save our ecosphere. May you and your fellow Nigerians be graced with peace and wisdom. With our best regards.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more uplifting programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world 24 hours a day.
May you always feel the love of God and the sacredness of all life. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
58 third grade students in New York, USA spent 3 months folding 1,000 paper cranes to send to Hiroshima, Japan, joining their tradition of wishing for world peace.
Germany confirms her commitment to ongoing financial support to Bangladesh for the developing nation's social and economic improvement.
Around 100,000 people gather for the 9th World Social Forum in Belém, Brazil, which brings together social movements worldwide with the theme of Another World is Possible.
Singer-songwriter Yusuf Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens, has released a song called The Day the World Gets Round, with all proceeds donated to Palestinians in Gaza.
Michel El-Khoury, currently Lebanon's ambassador to Cyprus, has been approved by Syrian officials as the first Lebanese ambassador to Damascus, Syria.
China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention has launched a campaign for the Lunar New Year to end the traditional gifting of tobacco by drawing attention to the harms of smoking.
To help recent college graduates find jobs, the Chinese government is offering training and loans to them, as well as to companies who hire them.
Estonia celebrates winter with a 6-week light festival in its capital city of Tallinn.
An unprecedented $223 million in national and international donations were received in 2008 by the Chinese Red Cross Foundation, or CRCF, for relief and charity aid.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.